Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested, the movie review podcast in theory. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
We do eventually get to the movie review.
Usually. I mean, It's in there somewhere. It's like, you know how sometimes you'll have a blueberry muffin and like all of the blueberries are just centralized into the single spot? They're not always distributed throughout the blueberry
muffin.
Sometimes
I think it's actually just a stain. There's no actual blueberry or booberry in there.
I think that's a cereal. I don't think that's an actual berry. In as much as like gummy berries are not...
I've grown booberries.
have you grown gummy berries?
I need to tell you, do you know where the word boo-boo comes from?
I'm gonna, a ghost with a stutter?
Other than that.
Okay.
The bubonic plague, because you would get these lovely, what shall I
lesions
say, pustules on your face. So therefore you had a
boo-boo
or a stuttering ghost.
That's
because on our road trip to Virginia, Jim and I listened to an 8-hour audiobook on what? Plagues.
The bubonic plague?
All plagues.
Let me guess, that was Jim's idea?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was actually really funny. I mean, it was written by someone who had a great sense of humor.
What was the girl's reaction when he was like, "All right, guys, are you ready for plagues?"
He was like, "This is like school. This is the worst book ever." And so that's pretty much it. So they turned their stuff up to 11.
I love Jim.
The name of the book is Get Well Soon, and it's really most excellent.
That, I mean, honestly, it's something that I think would probably interest me, if not like directly, maybe at least peripherally.
Yeah, you know. I didn't know that there was a real dancing plague in that people were...
Or a rocking pneumonia and a boogie-woogie flu?
Worse than that, they were dancing like till their feet bled. And
wait a minute, isn't that the cut scene from Wizard of Oz?
It was a thing.
The jitterbug was a thing?
Yes, and the towns where it would happen... They would hire professional dancers, so the sick people who could not stop dancing didn't look foolish. How interesting is that?
I really want to deep dive on this thing, but
I do like, too. The sleeping sickness, of course, right there.
You know,
Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. It's a real thing.
I finally figured out my angle for the sequel to Footloose that I'm going to write.
Really. And Awakenings, that's the sleeping sickness. The movie Awakenings, same thing.
What is it, Robert De Niro and...
Robert De Niro was not featured in this book, but...
Right, but the film adaptation of it.
Fascinating
Robert De Niro
stuff.
Was not a doctor. That I'm aware of.
That you're aware of. The doctor of thespianism.
Actually, he may have like...
Thesposophy.
A doctorate of fine arts. He may have a DFA. I'd believe that.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. Stephen Colbert, like famously, like when he used to do like the medical thing on the Colbert Report, he would always say Dr. Stephen Colbert because he had an honorary doctorate in fine arts. So he'd be like Dr. Stephen Colbert, but at the bottom of it, it would put DFA, like, because technically he is a doctor, but he's not like a doctor that can like operate on you or prescribe like...
Oddly enough... The doctor who created the lobotomy was not the kind of doctor who could operate on you, and yet he did.
Yeah, that's all kind of... Lobotomy is all kind of opening you up.
Yeah, he made a little lobotomizer, and he took it on the road. Seriously, I had no idea, and people are going, this is not a good idea, and I think he did like 4,000 in 2 months, most of them in Kentucky. Enough said.
I'd really think that
this is a fascinating
somebody
book.
Would have stopped him from doing
it. No,
that.
They were
They'd be like,
him
wait,
money.
Wait, 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 wait. So you're going to do what to my brain? You're going to cut part of it out and open up my skull. And it's like what? The 1700s, 1800s?
They changed it so it's more of an ice pick type of thing.
Yeah, I still don't think I would have been No. You get a sharp object near me and I'm going to be like, "Let me see your diploma."
And the thing
what
is...
What is it? Harvard? Is that good? Is that a good place? Do they teach good there?
Huh? Yeah. Men could have their wives lobotomized. It was legal. Because they said, well, she's a little depressed after having this baby. Let's make that stop. I think that's the noise the lobotomizer made.
Can't imagine why women at one point felt like there needed to be a women's rights
yeah, I don't know.
Movement.
I don't know. He actually, a man this time ran away from him.
Was Sean Connery ever a spokesperson for?
He held him down and lobotomized him after the guy said, no, I don't think so.
No, just come here. Just try it. Here, free sample. Free sample. Come here.
And he was never arrested.
Really seems like.
I know.
It's not an unintentional lobotomy. Unrequested?
It blew my mind, some of this stuff.
Man, people,
Anyway, none of this is a movie yet, but...
Seriously, all of those could at least be an episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
It was really a good book.
I believe that.
And I could listen to it again. I may have glossed over some of the plagues, because I want to learn more. Plaguey goodness. Anyway.
Which is the follow-up book.
So, Crazy Rich Asians, in its fourth week, has only dropped to number 2.
Yeah, it's doing...
The Nun was number 1.
Which I've been told by a couple of my friends is awful.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
About it. Now, it's one of those things where I think critics are giving it like a 29%, but the audience is going, yay... And it's the biggest opening for the Conjuring franchise.
Series.
But, yeah, the critics say boo.
Well, I mean, name me a horror franchise that isn't basically critic-proof. I mean, once you get real long in the tooth and you're up in, like, the 8th, 9th, 10th, or whatever, like, maybe.
You know, they're going to do a Halloween version of the movie you saw, only they just add an exclamation point. Crazy! Rich Asians.
The Friday the 13th movies start off with like this mother who is like avenging the death of her son by camp counselors. And by the 10th movie, he's in space and he's an unstoppable zombie. Like, yeah, like,
wow.
You wonder, how do you get to
murderers in space?
I mean, that's what it became.
It sounds hilarious.
Yet if you go back and watch the first one, you're just like, oh, really? That's not where I see this going.
Well, people paid for it. So, Crazy Rich Asians, you saw it.
The look on the clerk's face when I let them know what I needed a ticket for.
Did the clerk know you personally?
No. And I didn't try to quantify it for them or explain it. Be like, listen, I do a podcast, and this is I kind of just shrugged and accepted what it was. And it's like, I don't know, 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Like, and the look that she gives me just spoke volumes, like a, you look more like a Mission Impossible to me. Crazy Rich, do you know what that movie's about? Like, I would assume by the title, you understand that it's, okay, here you go, sir. like maybe that she wanted to talk me out of it or just be like, I'm so confused. You're not part of any of the demographic.
Did she say Jackie Chan isn't in this?
No, but her face did.
Okay.
But her
face. Were you the only one in the theater?
No, there was actually still like a decent, I would say, I mean, just a guesstimate. There's probably 7 or 8 people in there, which for a Saturday morning on the, what did we say? The fourth week in release. Like, that's not bad. Like Friday at 7 o'clock, that's bad.
Right.
But like it, I mean, when you're only having these like just minute microscopic like fall offs, obviously people are going to see this movie.
Now, before you tell me what it's about. At any point, did you laugh or have an inner, that's amusing?
I'm going to go ahead and bury the lead on this one. It's actually a good movie.
Really?
Like, if I would have seen this, it's based on a book. No matter how much you would have told me this is an exceptional book, I don't think you could ever have gotten me to read a book called Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
Even if you gave me a rundown of the story, I'd just be like, that is not going to appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Having it in like this bite-sized 2-hour, I think it's like 2 hours and a minute, something like that. Trying to place myself out of the, I am a you know, my age, like my gender, like the kind of movies I tried to just kind of sit back and go, okay, you need to take this and accept it, because it's essentially a romantic comedy,
right?
Which is not a genre that I found myself drawn to a majority of the time. I tried to take it on its own merits. I didn't want to get mad that, like, it's not directed by, like, you know, this director, doesn't star, like, one of my favorite actors. Like, I tried to look at it from the viewpoint of just, like, Joe moviegoer and not go into it with any kind of, you know, preconceptions or to really just have it out for it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's a funny movie. Like, the comic timing in the movie is pretty solid. It has what is the equivalent of, like, an A-lister of, like, Asian act. Like, if you will name a popular, like, Asian actor, the chances of them being in this movie are exceptional.
And yet, I heard, as it was being taken from book to screen, the movie people were saying, okay, we're going to do all this, we're going to do this book. However, we want to change the lead girl to Caucasian, and everyone else can be Asian. And the other people
do Braveheart or The Patriot, like, where you have to, or any of those movies from the 80s and 90s, The Last Samurai, where you're just like, yeah, we understand that this is your culture, but you need a white person to come in there and show y'all how it's, you've been doing it for 300 years, but here's Tom Cruise.
That's
He's The Last Samurai.
That's right. So clearly they said, no, we're not going to make this unless it's actually
this is the
Asians.
The way the book, like, is now, she is she's a hyphenate, she's an American, like, coming to what I believe it was Singapore. Like, so
the story is what is the show she's in? I can't remember. I've seen it. Just Off the Boat. She stars in Just Off the Boat. The guy who plays her husband is a stand-up comedian. You see him in tons of stuff. I cannot remember that. But she stars in Just Off the Boat. Fresh Off the Boat.
There you go.
Fresh Off the Boat.
You're going to get there eventually. I don't want to get in your way.
Fresh Off the Boat. And she meets this guy. They start going out, and he wants her to meet his family. And it turns out he's uber rich.
Now, that's the catch. Like, everybody else in his life, like, essentially, his family had moved to Singapore and basically built everything there. Like, they're not just rich, like, they're stupid rich.
Like Rockefeller turn of the century.
Everybody in this movie is rich, but, like, there's varying degrees of rich. Like, you get to one and, like, they joke that their house looks like Donald Trump's bathroom. Like, those are the only kind of rich people. Like, I think they only drive, like, a Ferrari.
Oh, okay.
Or something like, you know, it's one of those. Or a Corvette. Yeah.
They're slumming.
Yeah. I mean, you just, what do you, that $40,000, like, come on.
So they're not crazy. They're crazy rich.
I think they're crazy, rich, not crazy rich.
Ah.
Or maybe that's
right. Are they critch, maybe?
That's not a word. I don't think it has a definition.
Whatever.
But if we can discover the definition of that, possibly.
Okay.
Quite possibly. You also have, forgive me if I mispronounce.
Because I don't know the difference.
Any of these people's names. Like, you have, let's see.
So far you're doing great.
Ken Jeong. He was in the Hangover movies. Uh-huh. Like, he had a show called Dr. Ken. He's a reasonably well-known actor. He plays a bit part in this. Like, his family, just comic gold. Like, apparently that's the main character. Like, the two of them went to school together. Mm-hmm. Like, they make a joke about you went to there and you ended up being a professor and you teach this. You've written these papers. My daughter comes back and I get Asian Ellen. Like, she's blonde. Like, the jokes are legitimately like, funny. Like, they're well constructed. Like,
were the black scent jokes on point?
The what?
Apparently she has a friend, because there's a whole big deal how the Asians in this movie were now appropriating an accent specific to Black America, and they're calling it
Black
scent. So whoever her sassy girlfriend is, she has a sassy girlfriend. I've seen it in the trailer.
I believe you.
Okay. Clearly, you don't remember.
I was not examining their accents. I'm going to be honest. Like a lot of this, like culture and even these actors are not. They're passingly familiar to me. Mm-hmm. Like I can't generally like name a lot of. Okay, the mother in the movie also was in. She was the captain on Discovery. Obviously, not the one that was played by
Michelle Yeoh.
Jason. Yes. Now she is the like main villain. For lack of a better like term for it, and she's exceptional in this movie. Like,
oh, she's exceptional all the time,
pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe she was also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Mm-hmm. Like, she has like an exceptional resume.
She probably is crazy rich.
I would say,
and
at this,
it looks like she might be Asian.
I don't think that's makeup. Okay, like I don't think they CGI'd that like onto her. They're just like, well, you're from Southern Georgia, but hold on.
So the glorious thing about this is, unless the character is supposed to be, all of the Asians are actually played by Asian actors. Not, I know some people won't believe it now, but there were times when white actors were cast as Asians. And they just taped up their eyebrows, and I'm not making it up.
At no point does the Duke show up in this movie as an Asian. Like, okay. Genghis Khan doesn't show up like in this movie, but also he does not show up. Like, or what was it? Was it Mickey Rooney? Like, shows up in.
When I saw Katharine Hepburn playing a Chinese woman, and it wasn't a joke, it's like, really.
Like, that, I mean, I guess some of that stuff you can.
Natalie Wood gets
in
to be
time
the,
in times past, you could get away with doing that, maybe even in a comic sense. But I would say in the PC world that we live in now, it's probably not going to be okay.
No,
but
it's
like
not.
this
but good.
Was,
I think that's great.
I mean, especially like when you're talking about a movie called Crazy Rich Asians. Like, to not cast it with Asian people, like, really seems like, I don't even know how you arrive at that conclusion.
They thought about it. Anyway, so it's left over, open for a sequel, Crazy Rich Asian Parents, family, what?
They wrap up pretty much all the conflict in this mm-hmm. movie, and they do it in a way that I did not find, cloying or irritating or even
pandering.
Cliche, like yeah, none of it. The ending to the movie, which again I will not ruin here, I actually found pretty dramatically satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't go into this assuming I was just going to hate it, but I didn't think that I was going to enjoy it.
Okay, good.
And like I said, if you like romantic comedies, which like I said, that's probably the closest. Parlance I can get that to, you should actually enjoy this movie. There's a good reason why it has been as successful as it has the past several weeks. It, what was the movie? Nia Vardalos was in it, My Big Fat
Big
Greek
Fat
Wedding.
Big Fat Greek Wedding, yeah.
The way that movie kind of took off and just kept going, it reminds me a lot of that. Because normally, like, Hollywood logic or Hollywood math says that you have to have like a white Caucasian male. Mm-hmm. You have to have a certain person in the lead, and then you can fill the other roles with possibly like a minority or this or that. But like, if you don't have this person in your lead, people aren't going to go see it. It's not going to be successful. It's going to be a little niche film. Maybe it becomes a cult classic mm-hmm. on video or something. But you're not going to make just buckets of money. That film in particular proved that you didn't have to do that. And this film right here, I can't think of any prominent actor that is playing just a white Caucasian male, female, mm-hmm. like any of that. It's pretty much wall-to-wall, like, Asian people.
Now, and like, by the way, if you haven't seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, it's a fun movie.
Yeah. I think it made, like, $200-300 million back. What was it? Oh, maybe a 102,
yeah.
Something like that. Ended up having a sitcom that was spun off like into it. Neither of those were nearly as successful as the original. But it kind of reminded me of My Big Fat Greek Wedding if you combined it with the show, was it Crazy Sexy Money?
Mm-hmm.
Back, Peter Krause did it, I want to say, in like 2007, 2008. Like, if you'll combine those concepts, you kind of get an idea of what this movie, like, kind of is.
Now, just from looking at it, duh, it's a movie. Were you blown away by the opulence? Was it really visually, like, I've never seen that much money type of surroundings?
They do a very good job of making sure that you understand, like,
the 1%.
And as a person who is not rich, Jane,
crazy.
You can make that argument if you
want
to.
Are you Asian, though? I do not know.
I mean, one
maybe
19th, maybe. Okay. I don't know. Maybe could
maybe,
be possibly. Mm-hmm. Not predominantly.
Okay.
Like, there's even, you can see the tiers of rich in this. Like I was describing, like, you had the one that had this really kind of tacky rich.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you only had this much, and, like, you could only afford this type of clothing or watch. Then you have the other ones that, like, you go to the top story of the penthouse, and, like, they've got a pool up there. They've got a house built on top of, like, this high rise. Like, When they show you the rich, rich, like, ridiculous rich people,
mm-hmm.
like, there is a distinct, like, they have a bachelor party in it, and one of the characters, he's on Silicon Valley. He plays Jim Yang. I cannot think of the name, the actor's name mm-hmm. that plays him. He is in it, and he has got some delicious comedy moments in it. But he is the one that plans the bachelor party. They get on a helicopter
mm-hmm.
to go out to a barge that he has
rented. I'm on a barge.
And he has put, like, women on it that looks like to be alcohol. At one point they're shooting, looks like missile launchers, like, off
mm-hmm.
of it. I mean, it's just, like, the opulence, the decadence of what these people are capable of doing as long as they grease the proper palm, like, is definitely there. Like, one of them, like, they're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to this island.
Okay.
Like, either they've rented it or bought it or any of these, but, like, there's an island. They can do that. Like, there is no limit to what they are allowed to do just because they want to establish within the confines of this movie, this is how rich they are.
I think I know someone who is not maybe that rich, but is in the, oh, I have a Ferrari rich, because she's married to a surgeon and she shops at Louis Vuitton so often, they close the store and only let her come in.
Yeah, that's when you're with her buds. That rich.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah, that's extra.
And
extra.
She went to the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert and she was, you know, in their special family part.
They've almost got their own wing. It's like
mm-hmm.
it's like the equivalent of having, like, the library named after your father at
right.
a college or something.
Right. I mean, she had the seats that no one else had except maybe 20 people. And I went, oh, and then she's thanking the Gucci store, and it's like,
it's got to be nice. I'm really happy.
So
for
I'm
you.
Thinking that she's right up there with that.
Now the. The one caveat, because I can't get out of a movie usually without finding something that I did not like about it, and it's not this film that I'm talking about. The director, John Chu, has all of this talent. Like, I mean, it would be the equivalent of having, like, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken. Like, they're just wall to wall with, like, these just delightfully talented actors. I knew his name, but I couldn't remember off the top of my head what he had done. So I looked up his filmography. Step Up 2, The Streets. Step Up, 3D. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. G.I. Joe, mm-hmm. Retaliation. Not even the first terrible G.I. Joe. It's sequel. Step Up, apparently he directed all of the Step Ups. But the first one, and I'm sure there's a passionate fan base for movies based on, I guess, dance duels. Is that what those are about?
Maybe.
Jim and the Holograms.
Oh, I heard that was, like, the worst movie ever.
Now You See Me 2. I'm just like,
so he directed this?
Yes, that's the guy that directed this movie. Like,
wow.
Going back through the rest of these, I'm going to go ahead and say,
who
like,
did he
maybe,
know?
Maybe some of these, like G.I. Joe Retaliation, I think got near 100 million. Jim and the Holograms, like, I think it made an Egg McMuffin and $7. I don't.
No, it's not Jim and the Holograms. It's
Jim. No. You just found the sequel.
Yes. Jim and the Holograms.
Jim and the Holograms.
I'd watch that.
I'm in. Opening weekend. I will come dressed as one of the characters.
Yeah, I had to watch those. I was forced to watch those because she's somebody and then she's Jim and they're
it's very Hannah Montana.
Very 80s.
My sister watched the cartoon back in the day. It was
right.
the same company that did, I want to say, like G.I. Joe and I don't think they did Thundercats, but a lot of the animated programs that I watched, they were connected to doing that. Did not see that one. Did see the show that it was based on, probably more than I should have, but we only had one TV, and that's what my sister wanted to watch.
Well, you got
to
share.
I wasn't able to watch Thundercats nonstop, so occasionally she got to watch what she wanted to.
So it goes. So if it comes down to it, Crazy Rich Asians is your choice. You go see it.
If you want a solid romantic comedy, this is a good pick. It's well plotted. The performances in it are solid. Like, it's entertaining. I was genuinely surprised that I liked this movie as much as I did.
Excellent.
Like, almost in as much as I did not like Happy Time Murders.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted
to like that.
Man, I love the Muppets, love Melissa McCarthy, like, love Joel. Like, I love almost everything about that film except the film itself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this movie, like, I went into it with a much, I guess, different, like, I tried to make sure I did not go into it trying to dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably helped to a certain degree.
Right.
But when I kind of took that step back from it, like, I enjoyed them. If, like, let's say you're out and your girlfriend wants to see this.
Mm-hmm.
There are some terrible, terrible movies I have been made to sit through because of a date or, like, the third wheel that I want. Like,
or anything with the name Nicholas Sparks needs to be avoided.
Yes. True story. This film is not one of those. Like, it may not go down as one of your top 10. Like, Jurassic Park or Gladiator is not getting supplanted mm-hmm. in your top 10. But as far as times that you can spend in 2 hours and be entertained or not be entertained, this movie, with what it sets out to do, accomplishes it.
Oh, good.
And if you, like,
Is it PG-13, I guess?
I believe so. Yeah.
I didn't think it was R. Okay.
They don't. Nobody stops me anymore. Like, apparently, I can't pass for 17 anymore. So nobody cards me. A lot of times, I have no idea what anything is rated because you know, like,
doesn't register.
Almost four decades in, like, I'm just like, well, okay. Yeah. If nobody's stopping me from seeing anything, like, at this point, they're not just like, well, Adam, you're in your late 30s. That's not appropriate. Like,
yeah, but while I have Ozark 2 on and I'm just listening to it because I'm doing my hair and stuff, apparently Jenna senses that a stripper is on the TV.
That's a weird mutant power.
And shows up to say, Mom? Why are you watching this?
She could be a really low-level, like, yeah. If they did, like, an X-Men with uh-huh. really unimpressive powers, like you had a guy that's like, I can see far. And they're like, oh, you've got telescopic vision? He's like, no, I've got reasonably solid vision, and I can read that all the way over there.
She can sense when anyone in the house has just walked into the bathroom.
Or, like, if you had one that, like, could float. Not like anywhere they wanted to, but only float like 2 feet in the air. And they'll be like, oh, you can fly.
Mm,
well, no, really. I mean, it's basically
hover. I can hover.
It's basically like always having a step stool. And they're like, you're probably not going to go on like the Magneto or Apocalypse missions. But when the X-Men go into schools to teach mm-hmm. kids that It's okay to be a mutant. You guys are in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be the public relations wing of the X-Men? Like, we've got X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold. You can be like X-Men
Rainbow. X-Men Rainbow.
You want to do that? Yeah, and they're just like, well, do I not get to work with Wolverine? They're like, oh, no. He's that guy, top
actual
tier.
Powers.
Right there. Like, all actual. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Crazy Rich Asians, go and see. And next, are you going to try to suffer through the Nun?
It will either be Peppermint or the Nun.
I think I want you. Oh, well, you know what? Searching is hanging around too. If you want to keep the Asian theme.
We could.
But I have heard that is good. It's not going to be like explosively a huge success.
Is that the one where his Sulu's kid goes missing? And
yeah.
On Facebook or something? And mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a really good movie. Okay. I don't know. The Peppermint is Jennifer Garner and her child is killed and she kicks ass.
It's written by the guy that did all the Taken movies.
Oh.
So like I basically the way I'm envisioning it in my head is it's mistaken. Like, which I'm sure at some point somebody wanted to name this, like, make it his, like, second cousin's daughter or something, and just be like, they messed with the wrong woman. They were mistaken for doing that.
And in my mind, it's kind of a sequel thematically to Salt and Peppermint.
Well, I'm just, like, I mean... Do the previews not even make you think? Like,
yeah.
It looks like she's got a unique set of skills.
She does.
Like, I'm wondering if it's just, it's a step into the, is there a Taken shared universe now? Like, what? Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, that looks entertaining.
Now, if I can get Kristen to go with me, I'll go see The Conjuring. But, like, I don't like
horror
movies.
It's called The Nun.
Yeah, but it's the part. It's the Conjuring dash the Nun, isn't it?
The Nun.
Conjuring the Nun.
It is.
No, I'm saying Conjuring semicolon.
Oh,
Nun.
I thought it was called The Nun.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
The Nun is in it, but I thought like it had the subtitle. The way it like wasn't Annabelle's name like The Conjuring.
Oh, I have
Annabelle?
No idea. I don't watch those movies.
Or Annabelle the Conjuring.
I don't have anything to do with them. The only
I really don't know.
Yeah, I have no interest in those.
Or maybe
whatsoever.
It's just because the previews keep saying things like from the people, from the producers of The Conjuring, The Conjuring 2,
and The Human Caterpillar.
Hear you. If you like those movies, or at least two of them, here's something
like
you can waste your time with this weekend.
Yeah. What I plan on doing for the family, because I like to teach, you know, as I show them film. First, we're going to watch the original film, Frankenstein, directed by James Whale. You see where I'm going with this?
Young Frankenstein.
Then we're going to watch Young Frankenstein.
The cool thing about Young Frankenstein...
is it's awesome.
Well, I mean, besides that singular fact right there, a lot of the stuff that they are doing with that movie, like they're using sets.
Yeah,
and, bits,
and it,
like,
it was in the same cinematographer or lighting
that's
guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a sequel, but it's its own like quasi... prequel to...
It's an homage.
Sort of.
And then, triple play, Gods and Monsters after that.
I think that's an oddly connected, but acceptably connected. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Is that rated R? I don't know. I don't remember, but...
Probably. If I'm remembering...
We're definitely doing Frankenstein, Young Frankenstein. Boom.
Honestly, if you don't get to watch anything else but Young Frankenstein, you won.
See, I've been waiting because they haven't seen only just bits and pieces of Mel Brooks.
I think they will accept the... I don't know. I didn't see Frankenstein before I saw
know,
Young Frankenstein.
But I want them to get all the layers.
If you're going to enjoy the entire souffle, that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah. And then maybe Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, or I don't know.
Just a
thought.
Take them all the way through every Universal monster movie except
maybe.
Tom Cruise's The Mummy.
Maybe. Oh, a movie that I didn't know they were spinning it this way. Lizzie. I saw the trailer for Lizzie. Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
You need to keep in mind the kind of movies that I see in the previews that they show me before those movies.
Okay, well, apparently Kristen Stewart is the Irish maid in Lizzie Borden's house, and now they're a couple.
You lost me. Kristen Stewart.
I understand
like,
that.
I just
with
I,
an accent, with a brogue.
Like basically, like you just shut down the road. I was just like, oh, okay, and then.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're gonna have to see that. By the way, for those who don't know, who might be, I don't know, born in the aughts, Lizzie Borden was a real person. She was accused and tried for cutting up her father and stepmother. She was acquitted, but everybody said she did it, and she just lived the rest of her life.
That really sounds
in the
like
town.
The story Buzz gives for like the man that in the first Home Alone when they were just like, everybody says he did it. Why didn't they get him? Not enough evidence to convict.
Nope.
Never found the bodies.
So the spin on this one is that the father is a predator. And so the girls...
So they're making almost kind of an anti-hero?
Yes. So Lizzie Borden is protecting herself or the maid or I don't know. I don't know. I just went, huh?
You know, at the point that we have a multi-million dollar version of the board game Battleship... I shouldn't be surprised by anything.
No. No, you should not.
I mean, like, as much as that film does not sound like it appeals to me, like, somebody out there really had to be like, guys, Battleship. Battleship. Battleship.
As in, you sunk my.
Well, I mean, they're apparently Michael Bay and Ryan Reynolds are working on...
Oh, I'd watch that.
A
I don't know
Thundercats
what it is,
movie.
But I'd watch it.
That is what the two of them are working.
Okay, and I'd watch it if Ryan Reynolds is being basically funny Ryan Reynolds / Deadpool. If he's not being that, I don't care.
I can't imagine, like, especially with the popularity of the two Deadpool movies, that that's not the angle that they're taking it. I really find it hard to believe that Michael Bay and Ryan Reynolds want to do, like, just an authentic, straightforward take on... Do you know anything about the Thundercats?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, I'm making sure. Like,
I do.
Because when you say it out loud, you can't help but sound stupid. Like,
true.
I was transfixed when I was 7, and like it didn't matter. I'm just like, well, yeah, but I mean, they came from the planet Thundare, and they need Thundranium makes them weak, and
they're cats
they
that
go
flew
to
planes.
Third Earth, and Mum-Ra, who is a
okay,
mummy
I didn't know any of that.
That transforms into like a Hulk mummy and fights him, and he can fly, and he lives in a pyramid. There's electricity, and he's got mutants that go and fight the Thundercats. And there's Ro-Bears, which are bears that are robots.
Girls didn't watch that version. They're like two brown cats.
Right, you're talking about the 2011 like.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen.
No, I'm talking about the 1987 Thundercats. Like,
so the 2011 isn't related to the others?
In the same way that like the girls like Voltron. The
Voltron
now. Voltron is also based on a series that aired in the 80s. I watched 80s Thundercats.
Okay.
Fun fact, I have every episode on DVD.
Really?
Yes. Watched the Thundercats movie when it came on. Like, I was baptized into some Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, honestly, like, I would accept a straightforward take on it because I totally believed that stuff when I was 7. I don't
Why
know
not?
If I'll react to it the same way 30 years later. But, like, I was, I had books about it. I had the toys. I had the Thunder Tank. Like, I was in on Thundercats. So, I mean, there's obviously money to be made, and the girls enjoyed the very semi-recent, like, revamp of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
I don't know. Jenna just told me how mad she is at me now, because apparently in kindergarten, when she had to ask about the time, which she did, like, every 10 seconds... I made some comment about what natural good timing I had, and it's something to do with Santa Claus. I don't even know what I said, but apparently she told all her friends, and she just recently realized that I don't have a Santa clock inside of me, and she's pissed.
I mean, in the world of things to be angry about, I don't guess that's any less valid than anything else.
So I told her. I told her, I says, Jenna, I says to her,
get over it.
I says, I really had to stretch my creativity to give you an answer to shut you up.
And I mean, I don't want to say that needs to be your immediate like response, but after the 75th or 76th
yes.
identical like And I don't mean like there's a variation on the question. I mean, it's identical. The same wording, the same inflection. And a lot of times it's like just machine gun. There's only so much a parent can tell. Like, I really have gotten to the point that I just gave them, I just give the kids nonsense answers.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, it's just more fun that way. Because I think they take the same amount out of my nonsense answers as I do my authentic, like, legitimate answers to the queries.
Well, what they want is an answer. When I first started in radio, people would call with questions, and I tried to answer their questions. Like, you know, I really don't know what time that starts on Monday. Well, what time does it start? I just told you I didn't know. They wanted to know. So I said, you'll be good if you're there by 6. So it starts
sometimes
at 6?
Sometimes people want an answer.
So and I they give
want,
them an answer.
They want you to sound like you know what you're talking about. And I can do both of those things. Do I always have the information?
No.
No.
But I sound like I do.
But I can certainly fake it.
Yep. It's a good time. It's a talent. And now that we're done talking about Santa, Crazy Rich Asians is a fun movie.
I mean, honestly, there's a good reason this movie's making money. There's a good reason, like, it's only had a small fall off. I mean, it doesn't have it's also got a good time to be released. Like, it doesn't have a ton of, like, competition.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, it's actually a good movie.
And at the end of it, you thought, I'm so glad I'm not watching Mamma Mia 2.
That's a thought that, like, actually lulls me to sleep pretty much every night. I'm not watching Mamma Mia 2.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait to see what we talk about next week. Until then, enjoy the movies. This has been Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.